When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jam requests are ready to go. DJ Shagru is here. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, double verified double V, is ready to go, and we're here for you. 312-981-7200 for all Fly Jam requests and funky stuff. 312-981-7200. It'll be coming up after the news, which is next. One of my favorite Fly Jams of all time. That was my request. We haven't heard that one in a while. That's Tell Me If You Still Care by SOS Band. I love that song. SOS Band, they had a lot of good songs. They've had some serious Fly Jams, right, Dan?
Absolutely, and also some of the finest cover artwork with their aerial themes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a fun video to watch. If you've ever seen the video, it's Dan, you were watching the video, right?
I am.
With all the people dancing. It's fantastic. 1983. Vintage 1983 right there. That is a fly jam. SOS Band. All right. It is Fly Jams Friday. And, if you want to get in here, we got some lines open. It's 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The Fly Jam requests are happening. DJ Shagru is ready to flip and spin and spin and flip. And I don't know what that means. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. By the way, we have a Blackhawks Express coming up in just a little bit, too, from last night's unfortunate game. So there you go. At least Crow was back in the net. Says he feels good. So that's good. They play again tomorrow. So. But we'll have that coming up anyway. All right, let's try this one out for size. 847 area code requested this one.
Because I give you all of my money. God, but you just won't treat me right. You like to fall in the morning. Don't come back till late at night.
That's a fantastic song. Lloyd Price. You know, it's good timing on my sneezes. I just sneezed twice.
Oh, congratulations.
Right during the song. I didn't have to interrupt anything. All right. How about this one? Tom wanted to hear this. This is another legendary song right here.
A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant morning of a train seems to play a sad refrain.
That's a great song. That is a really, really great song. So there you go. All right. Phone lines are open, by the way. Get your requests in. Anything funky, anything R&B, anything fly, get them in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. Here's Harold. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, I got Dinner with Drek by Field the Rhythm of the Night.
All right.
Served for three. A Count Dracula's castle by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned the main course was me.
Right. Is Dracula cannibal in that one? What's going on there? I learned that the main course was me?
Or maybe he was a guest at Dracula's feast. So it's like told from the perspective of you showing up to Dracula's castle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, by the way, I just saw the Marcus climbing inside the damn coffin at Six Flags. You know, he's got a tombstone. They gave him his own tombstone above his coffin. The hell's wrong with you, Marcus? What are you doing? 30-hour challenge to stay in a coffin for 30 hours. You win two season tickets for Six Flags and $300. No. Marcus can't do that. He's got to work. Unless he does it over the weekend. Maybe he's going to do it over the weekend.
Or mixing business with pleasure, and it's a wacky TV stunt, and he's going to be in it during the show.
That could be.
We'll be watching the Channel 9. We always watch the Channel 9 this morning.
Always.
But we'll be watching with bated breath this morning because the school Eileen teaches at had their big fundraiser, the kids-based fundraiser, and if they raised enough money, the principal and vice principal were going to sleep on the roof for the night. And so,
wait, how did that come about?
You know, they chose from five wacky things to do, and that's the one they chose. I'm sure not realizing how cold it would be this October night. So they are currently sleeping on the roof, and there's rumors because it's very close to WGN's TV station that there will be a flyover of Mr. C and Mr. Lasker.
Well, so we'll have to keep our eyes peeled for that. That's pretty funny. They're up there right now.
They're up there right now.
What did they raise?
They raised a lot of money. I forget what the number is, but they're in tents and they've got portable heaters and yeah.
The kids are probably thrilled about that, right?
Oh yeah,
they've got to be loving that
for sure.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations!
The ones that they raised the most money also donated blankets to them. So
well, that's fun. How long do they have to stay through? How long?
They were, he texted Eileen at 9 o'clock last night. So,
and they were up there at 9 o'clock
so
last night?
So they were up there at 9 o'clock last night. And
8 hours. They've been up there for over 8 hours.
Yeah.
Now. Oh, yeah. Man.
So, and I imagine it's up until, school's open at 6:30. So.
Wow. Well, good for them for going through that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And raising all that money. Good for them. All right, cool. All right, let's see what Chuck has here. Hey, Chuck.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Asking the musical question this week, whatever happened to Johnny Gill with Fairweather Friend?
All right. And when the world seems to treat you unfair, baby, I'll always be there.
You'll be there till the end, even if you're sort of wearing
And that is a good question. Whatever happened? Thank you, Chuck. Whatever happened to Johnny Gill? Where's Johnny Gill, man? Not Johnny Gill, man. He would be the creature from the Black Lagoon if that were the case, because that's what they call the creature from the Black Lagoon. They call him the Gill Man. But I wonder whatever happened to Johnny Gill. Is he part of reunion tours and stuff? Because he had quite a run there in the 80s. So. Fairweather Friend. I mean, I haven't heard that one in a long time. Pretty fly, though. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you would like to make your Fly Jams request, the phone lines are open at 312-981-7200.
According to Wikipedia, the last entry, Gil will join Fantasia as the opener for Charlie Wilson's In It to Win It tour from last year.
What? The In It to Win It tour? with Fantasia from American Idol. Wow. Okay. Johnny Gill, man. All right. So there you go. Oh, wait a second. I'm looking at this. Hold on, because now Marcus is doing his piece on the thing. Apparently, the coffin doesn't completely close. It's got a part in the, so your head can stick out. So it's not like you're in it. Now that would be easier to do, in my case, considering I'm massively claustrophobic.
Yeah.
So, it's still creepy though.
I think I'd prefer it the other way. As someone who's done this, you know, the sensory deprivation chamber.
Yeah.
I'd prefer it closed. I don't think I'd want it to be open a little bit. I think I'd just let me sleep.
I would still freak out. I would still freak out though if I were in it.
Right.
Because I can't be confined on my back, and it would freak me out. But yeah, his like half of his torso is sticking out. He gets a special coffin though. Marcus does, because it's got a gravestone. It's got his gravestone.
Well, I mean, he was the. What was it though?
He was the
parade leader,
the
whatever parade, they call that.
The ringleader or whatever the
Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal, that's right. Grand Marshal of the parade. All right. Good luck, Marcus. That's all I'm saying. All right. Let's take a break here. We've got some weather, we got some commercials, and then when we come back, it is the Blackhawks Express from last night's unfortunate game. We will play the highlights. And then we'll come back and we'll wrap up the show and Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200. Forever you and me. Only you can make me happy. Happy. Only you can make me happy. Do you remember Surface?
I do not.
I think they only had they only had a couple of like minor hits. They never really completely broke through, and they were at a time when everybody was making the same kind of music. You know, I mean, you could hear that sounds like every sort of late '80s sort of R&B song. So anyway, that was Surface with "Only You Can Make Me Happy." All right. Couple more requests here before we get out of here for the weekend. Let's hear. This is one of our classics. Dan, I would say
perhaps the most requested fly jam in the history of fly jams.
It could be the most requested fly jam in the history of fly jams. You're absolutely
because
right.
we specifically try to avoid repeats.
Yeah,
you know, we like to give it at least a period of time before we repeat. But this one gets requested so often, it's like right always on the cusp of
and it's okay because it's one of the flyest jams of all time. So
sorry, Cochran.
Chris requested this one. Jam. And I remember one morning I came down to do some crosstalk with Cochran, and it was on a Friday, and I came down just to hang out in the studio and talk with him, and he's like, why did you play Strawberry Letter 23? It's a terrible song. I'm like, what, are you out of your mind? He was just mad because we didn't play any Alexander O'Neill that morning. That's why.
That's true.
That's why he was upset.
Coincidentally, that would have been the next video up if we let Surface keep going with an Alexander O'Neill
track.
Oh, wasn't
it? Yes. Is that right? Okay, last one, and this is Dino, who wanted Weeks in Company with Rock Your World. Man, there you go. Hey, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, thanks for your requests, and we'll do it again next week. We'll get all fly, and we'll get all jammed. We'll be fly jams once again next week.
Actually, spooky fly jams next week.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, last Friday before Halloween.
Oh, it'll be spooky fly jams. All right, everybody, get your spooky fly jam requests ready, and it'll be spooky fly jams in honor of Halloween. Boy, time's flying by, man. It's almost Halloween. So, all right. I'm very excited about the Halloween movie. I hope it's good. I really do. All right, let's break here. We'll be back on Monday morning with that review of Halloween and more. And my dad will tell a joke, and we'll have a lot more stuff for Monday morning. So we'll take a break. The news is coming up next.